Okay, so what I'd like to do is give you some advice on how to be successful in the Critical Thinking Wiki. So first of all, we're modeling the idea after Wikipedia, meaning you want to be self-sufficient in what you talk about and be able to define what you're talking about so that anybody that comes along, regardless of how much background information they might know, would be able to understand the definition of the term and get a feel for how it's used in an educational context. So, what I would suggest you do is that you first draft at least four terms from my list that's on the wiki, and then create a fifth term of your own choosing, and then define that. The fifth term just has to be technological and not a repeat of anything that's there. Otherwise, you can use anything you want. So, once you've done that, I would go ahead and start the new pages, each of the five pages. That's what you'll be doing all together. You want to make sure that each page links back to the big list on the wiki, the big table that's got all the entries. And of course, you want to make sure that there's a link from the entry to your page. So you'll have to each do that. Now, as for each page, what I would suggest is that you read the assignment description on Blackboard and basically just follow it. Okay, it says it asks for four distinct bits of information. So first is explain your understanding of the topic, and this is going to be in your own words. So please don't regurgitate Wikipedia or something else, because this is where I have to see if you really can explain it in your own words and you really understand it. Secondly, you want to sort of give an educational example. Some of these are easier than others for an educational example. You want to give someone an idea of how this would be used in a classroom or in a school district, in a building, for an individual student or teacher, etc. Next, and this is one of the main reasons we have a critical thinking wiki, is to use media to illustrate or elaborate the concept. And you can use a graphic image, a video or audio clip, an animation. You can pick anything. You can do something yourself, or what most students do, pick something that's already out there. But you want to be able to elaborate what you're talking about with a piece of media, at least one piece of media. And then finally, you want to give someone who wants to know more about the information, because you're giving a kind of introductory level explanation if they want to go deeper, one or more places where they can go to get more detailed information. Those are the four things that should be in each of those. Okay? So, those are the basic expectations for the project. I'm looking forward to seeing what you come up with. Good luck!